Gemara in Shmei Mechayalim, Klal Chafvav, Simen Dalet, and the Chayalim said a leniency, a kula, when there is some type of a mechitza in between the one who's davening and the one who wants to walk by. It's important to point out that this kula only makes is only true if the item is davar kavua. So something along the lines of a shtender would not necessarily be acceptable in regards to this issue. A table which is there, even though it can be moved, but since it's there by kavias, there are poskim which say that would go into the heter of the chai adam. We did mention there are other cases where you can be makel on this issue. Okay, one example is the halacha of a person needs to use the bathroom. Person, because of kavod habrius, we're going to allow the person to go out, to go to relieve himself. Or let's say a situation where the person has a child with them, and the child is starting to cry, etc., and you cannot quiet the child, and therefore you're affecting everybody else's davening. So there's a sefer called Dalet Amos Shelt Tefillah. He brings that this heter of kavod habrius would apply in that situation as well. You can take the child out. You cannot go back to your seat after the person went to the bathroom and now he wants to go back to his seat. You don't have a heter to go back to your seat and pass by people which are davening, but it does allow you to go out. Okay. A common case which comes up, a person, it's on Yom Tov, in Chutz Lortz, when we duchen, or for the people which duchen regularly, the Svardim or people in Eretz Yisrael, and to go out to wash the Kohen, to go out to wash his hands, needs to pass by those which are davening. So for the purpose of a mitzvah of Eris, for the purpose of a mitzvah which I need to do it now, I don't have an option of doing it later, So it's going to be permitted for the Kohen to walk out and wash his hands and then go back up to the Duchen. It'll be permitted for the Levi to go out to wash his hands. It's permitted, if I need to come in to get passed by where a person's davening, to go join a minyan and they need me as the number 10 for the minyan. So the Sefer from the Marsham, the Das Torah, says that that is permitted as well. Let's say a person wants to go in the Sefer Dalet Amos Shel Tefillah. He brings that if a person wants to go to the Beis HaMedrash for his Kfiyas Limud, and to do so he needs to walk out of the shul, and there's somebody davening in a way that he would not be able to do so, he's allowed to leave to go for his Kfiyas of Limud. excuse me. So he'll be allowed to do so. The Baal Kari needs to go up to the Bima to Lane, and doing so he'll have to pass by somebody who's davening, and he's the only person who's able to Lane. He's going to be allowed to do that. We need somebody to go up to the Alma to daven, and he's the only person apparently who's able to do so. So he should do so. He does say an interesting halacha. Let's say a person is a chiyuv to daven for the yamid. He's an avelis for a parent, and he has a chiyuv to daven, or he's a yortzeit. We're not going to allow him, if somebody else is able to actually daven for the yamid, so the tzibur's need is addressed. It's only his personal need to daven for the yamid. That's not going to be a heter to pass by somebody who is davening. Collecting staka would also be not permitted. The fact of the Gabi walks around collecting staka during Chazaras Hashatz, he has to be aware of the fact that it's not a heter to walk by people which are davening within their Dalet Amos. And we mentioned before that a case where the person is placing himself to daven in a place where it's the main thoroughfare where people go in and out of the shul, or a place where people need to walk, and I place myself there, I do not have a right to prevent them from walking in a place which is really the path for the tzibur, for the rabbin. I cannot take away their right to walk there by placing myself to daven in that spot. As a matter of fact, there's someone suggests we could actually force the person to move in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, that he would walk away out of that spot in order to not to to be Machshel the Rabban by walking by him. So even if you're not going to take that halacha that far, but it is permitted for the people to walk in front of it where the person's davening. There is a shita would suggest that once a person has finished the last part of Shemoneh Esrei and he is already holding a L'kai Netzur, there's someone who suggests that that's already at that stage of the person's tefillah. Again, the Eishel Avram from Buchach suggests this possibility, and the Aruch HaShulchan also suggests this possibility, that when a person's holding in the paragraph of L'kai Netzur, you can be more lenient to pass him by. The Mishnah Berurah does not bring this leniency, and there's other places which are mashma that he actually holds that it's not true. In a case of necessity, or at least in conjunction with some of the other sores, a person can be makel and rely on that as well. Okay, we've touched on some of the leniencies in this area. There are a few other ones to talk about. Beis Hashem, we will go tomorrow, move on to the next klal, the lachos of Tfilas, Tashlumin, etc. Have a good day.